I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what do you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com. That's Bluehost.com to start now.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
You are listening to Blessed and Bossed Up, presented by Anchored Media, an entrepreneurship podcast for Christians all about how to make God the CEO of your business. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, but well-equipped to live and build your destiny His way. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. Before we hop into the episode, I want to tell you about an amazing event that I will be speaking at in April 19th and 20th in Atlanta. ATL, I know that there is a huge support audience of this podcast in the Atlanta area. I am going to be speaking at the Momentum Mastermind. It is a multi-day event that is going to give you the ultimate experience to mastermind with like-minded women to build your brand, and you're going to be walking away with 90 days worth of content. The event is hosted by Gabby, who's been on this show before, and her company, Luxwell. Gabby's been on this show discussing health and wellness a few times in the past, and God has really graced her in this season to apply that same wellness mandate to the area of branding. And the way that she does it is, I mean, it has to be a God thing because it's top tier. And her event, I am so excited about it. The theme is called Refresh. And as we know, it's a lot going on in these online streets. It's a lot going on in life. So to be able to create a brand from a refreshed standpoint, I am just totally looking forward to how that comes together. So if you know that you are building a brand in this season, we talked about this the first episode of the year, how God is calling us to the forefront. So if that message was for you, you still have not acted on it, come to this event in Atlanta and get everything that you need. Again, you're also going to be walking away with 90 days worth of content. So you're going to have a whole quarter where you don't have to create. She told me there are only six seats left. So make sure you run to the show notes to learn more information. And I hope to see you there April 19th and 20th in Atlanta. All right, let's get into today's episode. So let me set the scene. The title of today's episode is Surrendering to the Season. And we're going to just talk for a second. It is 6:30 in the morning right now, so my voice sounds a little groggy. It's because I'm uncaffeinated and it's early. But I wanted to get this podcast done and out to you guys. And this word is just really fresh. So I didn't want to delay and wait because sometimes I'll record on like a Sunday night after the kids go to sleep to get the episode out. But no, we're going to knock this out right now because I'm just still on a high from God just pulling up on me. So yesterday I was recording a show for a client. And I come to work, you know, I'm thinking I'm here to do my job. For those of you who don't know, my company, Anchored Media, we are a podcast media agency. We do full service podcast marketing, strategy, production, management, all the things that go into creating a successful podcast. And I have my clients who I do full service for, and my local clients come to my studio, Anchored Media Studios, to do their recording. So we do, again, all the video, the set design, all the things to create a great show. So I come to work, I'm ready, right? This is part two. So we usually batch record. We did part one already. We recorded the first half of the season. And now we are here to record the second half of the season. They're going to be done for months, because they don't have to record again until like the summertime when we get prepared for the next season to be released in the fall. But this is like the last day of recording, and then we go straight to editing everything to get the show out, right? So I'm excited. This is the grand finale of recording for this show, season one. I know that God was finna pull up on me, though. And I told y'all last week how God has just been so kind and how I'm just busy doing the things that he's called me to do, busy serving the people he's called me to serve. He is just ministering to my spirit. And I talked about that last week so that you guys could just understand and have confidence and peace in knowing that as you obey God and you walk in what he's called you to walk into, that those things that are desires of your heart, he's going to meet you there. Those prayers that you may not have even uttered out your lips yet, he's going to meet you there. Those things that are on your mind and your heart that you may not have even communicated yet, he's going to minister to those things. And yesterday was just another example of that. So the title of today's episode is Surrender to the Season, because that's the message that I received in the middle of working. And it's so funny because they didn't say this in particular, right? They were talking about, I think the episode that God was ministering to me was they were discussing women in leadership. And the conversation got to different seasons of your life and what leadership looks like in the home, outside the home, and all of that. And so what God was ministering to me was he was pulling up a mirror to some defaults that I have that are not in alignment to what he has for me in this season. So for example, I am in a season of life where I have young children. I am married. There is the desire of my heart to be successful in my home, to raise successful children, to have a successful marriage, and to also build companies and organizations. Like I have big, big, big goals, big dreams as far as business goes. Nothing small about them. Like my client brought it up yesterday, how it's a goal of mine to be better than what Oprah has done and to do it for Jesus Christ, not this ambiguous quote unquote God that folks refer to, or this spirituality that folks try to communicate to erase Jesus from it. No, I want to build a massive media empire, and it is going to be an altar to Jesus Christ, period. And that is going to take a lot of work. I have no clue how that's going to come to pass besides the fact that God is going to do it. But that is the goal. And that excites me. Business excites me. I love what I get to do with this podcast. I love what I get to do in my companies. I love it. And I also love my family. I love these beautiful brown, curly head, cute cheeks, little babies that God has blessed me with. I love them. I love my husband, the one that God created for me when he was born. I know for a fact that God created my husband for me. He created me for him. And I love this family that we're creating. And you know, my theme and my mandate is being uncompromising. Being uncompromising is not about this balancing act or anything like that. I wrote in my book, and I've said on the show before, that I believe that balance isn't the goal, because everything doesn't hold equal weight. In order for something to be balanced, the weight has to be equal, and the roles in my life don't hold equal weight. So the goal isn't balance, it's harmony. And I talk about that in my book and being uncompromising about total life harmony. And God is really showing me in this season another level of what that looks like. And I'm communicating this here on this show because I want to provide language to those who may be going through the same thing, who may have the same hangups, and give you the revelation that God gave me in an effort for us all to continue to move forward in alignment with him. So what he was showing me about myself, and I'm gonna be honest enough to be vulnerable about this, is that yes, it is a desire of my heart to have a successful family, right? I don't come from the environment that I am trying to create for my children. I come from a toxic home environment. If I look at my family, my bloodline that I even know of, there's a lot of divorce, toxic environments, infidelity, extra kids, like so many different things. And this is a reality for many families, especially Black families in America, unfortunately. But when I also look at my family, I come from a lot of success as far as business and finance goes. My mother reached the top of the company and the network marketing company that she was a part of. So I got to experience a lot of financial prosperity when I was growing up. My aunt is a successful real estate investor and also successful in her career. My great grandfather was a business owner who had minimal education but ran a successful convenience store in South Carolina. So if I look at my bloodline, there are a lot of success stories outside of the home. So having money or having status or affluence isn't necessarily something that seems so far-fetched because I've seen it before. I'm born and raised in PG County, Maryland, which is one of the wealthiest counties for Black people in America. So even in my environment that I grew up in, I've seen a lot of successful Black people. So again, that aspect of my dreams, that aspect of what God has for me is not too far-fetched because I've been exposed to it on a consistent basis. And what God was showing me was that in this current season, where my priority lies and where my leadership needs to thrive the most is within my home. What success needs to look like the most is within my home, not what I'm producing outside of my home with business or platforms or anything like that. And he's been telling me this, and I've been obedient in this, and I've communicated on the show about pulling my son from daycare, keeping him at home, slowing down, cutting back on business. So I had cut, my business is currently on a wait list. I cut down a lot of contracts that I had. I'm down to a handful of clients. So I did and have made a lot of decisions in obedience for this season of my life. And so this isn't necessarily, and I told you guys this last week, that God cares about our obedience, of course. And he also cares about our condition as we are obeying him. And I'm so grateful for that. So what he was showing me was in this season, I've done and made the decisions that I've needed to make in alignment with him. But there is an issue with my value system where I can readily accept success in business and financially. I don't view
This episode is brought to you by IXL. In my household, education is so important, and in summer, there's still no breaks. So whether your child is trying to catch up, stay sharp like we are, or get a head start for the fall, IXL can make learning a seamless part of the summer. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning, whether they're brushing up on math or diving into social studies. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies from pre-K through 12th grade with content that's engaging, personalized, and yes, actually fun. It's the perfect tool to keep learning going without making it feel like school. I am so excited to get started with IXL. My son is getting ready to go to kindergarten, and one of the tools that his school uses is IXL for Learning. And so we are so excited to dive in this summer to prepare him for the upcoming year. This program will improve your kids' grades. It will work for any of your kids. You save time and you save money, so don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Blessed and Bossed Up listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com. Visit IXL.com to get the most effective learning platform out there at the best price. This episode is brought to you by Indeed. You just realized that your business needed to hire somebody yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs helps you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so that you can reach the people that you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. I've hired many times, and it's always very slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. How fast is Indeed? In the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/blessed. Just go to Indeed.com/blessed right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/blessed. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Serving in my home and being a homemaker, dedicating my time to serving my husband and my children, I don't see that as valuable as I see monetary success or business success. Can I be honest enough to admit that? Can you be honest enough to maybe admit or introspective enough to be able to say, I think that's me as well? And I know I'm not by myself because I was talking to my videographer in between takes of the episodes, and I was sharing with her these revelations in real time. And she was understanding where I was coming from. And my client overheard our conversation and she came in. Man, and she just, they were already ministering to me. She just came in with like the follow up though. And so she was saying that she's in a similar place, wildly ambitious, so many goals, and not only ambitious, but the drive to go after those things, but in a season where it's not time for that. It's in a season where it's time to be dedicated and focused to serving, focused on serving in the home. So she told me that one of the things that she rehearsed in her mind is Proverbs 14:1. And it says, a wise woman builds her home, but a foolish woman tears it down with her own hands. And that joint just hit differently. And the reason why it did is because how many of us are going after the things of God out of season? I told you the dreams and the visions that God gave me and the desires of my heart as far as business goes. But the assignment right now is to be a leader in my home in the form of caring for my children and serving my husband. And God knows me so well. He knew that I had this underlying belief. I had this underlying defect in my value system. I had this underlying way that my trauma was controlling me in the present that needed to be addressed. I've been in therapy for years. My therapist never could have pointed this out. This is Holy Spirit refining me. I don't have any women in my life that could teach me how to navigate this current season. I have not been taught as a woman to flourish in my femininity in my home and to serve in that way while also simultaneously maintaining that ability to operate as the boss that I need to in my businesses. I wasn't taught that by any person in my life, but I'm doing it because of God. God is mothering me in ways that I need to be mothered in this season. He says that I am a father to the fatherless. I am a mother to the motherless. And while I have a mother, I've had many women over my life pour into me and mentor me and guide me. I've been blessed tremendously in that way. But even those women have had their limitations based upon what they didn't have. And so there are things that I need to navigate this level of womanhood in this season. And God is showing himself as a mother to me, as a friend to me, the Holy Spirit is showing himself as a guide to me, as a teacher to me. And it's such a beautiful beautiful thing. And so while he was showing me defaults, he was graciously showing me defaults in who I am. He was also giving me the wisdom and the encouragement and the instructions to improve upon those weaknesses. And so for you, I'm explaining this revelation to you and talking it through because some of you are in similar seasons as me. Some of you are similar seasons as my client and those who are in the room, where you are a woman with small children. You are a woman who is married, but you also are an ambitious woman. You are a go-getter woman, and God has called you to do great things. But God loves us so much that he won't let us unintentionally become women who tear down their homes with their own hands. He wants us to be wise women and not foolish women. He wants all of the things that we want, but we have to surrender to this season and submit to his leadership so that he can teach us how to be in this space, how to become something we've never seen. And this ministered to me so much in the recording, but when I was going home, I told them, I said, man, I got to drive home in silence because I got follow-up questions, but I got a job to do here, so I'm going to make sure I do that well. But when I got in the car, I was like, but God, so it's, but still, like, I hear you, I appreciate you, but what am I supposed to do? It almost felt as if I have to cut off a part of me. Like, my ambition and my drive, that's a part of who I am. God made me that way for a reason. So it's almost like I have to just fully dead a part of me in order to be obedient. And that doesn't feel right. And I was honest enough with God about that. But what he was showing me was like, no, it's not you tabling that, is you directing it and refocusing it. Because by you taking that same drive and ambition, you're not being less ambitious, but you're focusing it on your home, your children, your husband. And this type of focus, it is something that is going to breed a level of wealth that goes beyond anything that money can buy. So the impact is not going to be in income. The impact is going to be in legacy. And I've seen glimpses of it in my home. Like, my oldest son, I've been racking my brain about Easter coming up. You know, he's at that age where it's going to be a lot of Easter egg hunts and the Easter bunny and baskets and all these commercialized things. But this is a holiday where I want my son to truly understand that, like, this is about Jesus Christ. This is about the resurrection of Jesus. And I've been rocking my brain like, OK, how do I teach a 3-year-old about the resurrection? Because, I mean, talking to him about somebody dying on the cross is a little bit much for a 3-year-old. Right. So how do I teach him about the love of God and the love of Jesus in a way that he understands so that he can have, and to the as best as he can at his developmental age, but so that he can understand, like, OK, there's a bunch of kid activities or fun things going on, but this holiday is about my Savior. So I've just been racking my brain about that and what do I need to do to instill certain things in him. And the other day we were eating dinner and I was like, hey, do you know who Jesus is? Because he goes to a Christian school. So I ask certain things to just get an idea of what he's retaining. I know he could retain scripture, but is he understanding it? He could remember it, but is he understanding it? And so I asked him, I said, do you know who Jesus is? He said, yeah. I said, who's Jesus? He said, my master. And I was like, oh, okay, Tata. Okay, BJ. I think we're doing all right. I think we are doing okay with instilling what needs to be instilled in him. But I get these glimpses of what legacy looks like, right? I see aspects of my children and what God is doing in my children as a direct result of my husband and I's parenting. But again, still, I've been dedicated to my home, but God is trying to take me to a new level of glory, a new level, even within my home. And it's going to require me to fully surrender to this season. And for you, God is taking you to a new level of glory. Usually I like to keep the episodes open to people of different ages and stages, but this episode in particular is for women who are married with young children who have big dreams. This is specific to you, girl, because God, I'm sure, has you in this season. I think this is a part when many of us study and have highlighted and scribbled through Proverbs 31. This is one of those things that isn't explicitly written, but in this season of our lives, as married women with young children, this is how God needs us to operate. We're not tabling our ambition. We're focusing it and using those same gifts and skills that make us dynamic in the workplace, that make us dynamic in our careers, that make us dynamic in our companies. We're applying that to our home, and there's value in that. There's legacy in that. Your children will call you blessed. You will see the impact of that decision in your children. You will see the impact of that decision in your business, because please believe, your business ain't going to fail while you focusing on your family. Your business is not going to go under because you're not dedicating sun up and sun down to it. God is going to bless that as you obey him. He's going to cause your marriage to thrive in ways in which you couldn't even imagine. You thought you was in love when you said, I do. God is going to do so much more throughout your marriage as a result of this decision. The enemy wants to use our high achieving nature against us. He wants to use it to drive us to divorce. He wants to use it to drive us to being too busy to be there emotionally and physically for our children. He wants to drive our desire of success to keep us outside of the will of God, because that's just going to cause more broken homes. It's going to cause more trauma. It's going to be more generational issues that our children are going to have to deal with. They have money, but they lack so many other things. So again, women who are in this phase, I see you, I hear you, and I support you. I am praying for you. And I just have to just encourage you to continue to obey the will of God, surrender to this season that he has you in, and surrender to his leadership in this season. Many of us are creating things that we've never seen created before. Many of us are building things that we've never seen built before. We're trying to have successful marriages when we've never seen one. We're trying to raise healthy children when we only come from brokenness. There's a lot that we're navigating in this season, but God is fully equipped to see us through it, to parent us through it, to love us through it, to guide us through it. So surrender to the process, surrender to him, surrender to this season of development, because on the other side, I am excited. I am looking forward to seeing the fruit of this season. So that's it for this episode. I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. Send this to someone that you know who may be in this position. Again, for the married women with young children who are ambitious, high achieving as well, send this to them, because I got a feeling they need it. Thank you so much for listening. I love you guys, and I'll see you in the next episode.